Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I am Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 35.
Yes, and we have a very special crisp.
Yeah, like I always say, we say that every episode, but this time it is a crisp I picked up on my...
You were away.
I was away for a long, for midweek adventure in Liège. That's French Belgium, Wallonia to be exact. And they had a special flavor. It's not a typical flavor I connect with Belgium automatically.
No.
If I think about crisps.
No.
It isn't Belgian waffle flavor or Belgian chocolate flavor.
I think those would be pretty disgusting.
Yeah, or Belgium fry or Belgium fry flavor.
Yeah.
Which would just be potato chips. But,
yeah, with mayonnaise.
With mayonnaise. Or mussel flavor.
That's more Antwerp.
Yeah, but that is Belgium.
But
though.
That's Belgium. But this was Liège.
Yeah. Or beer flavor Belgium special beer flavor. Yeah. Okay. Long story short, it's burger flavor and not just a burger flavor. It's classic burger flavor.
What is a classic burger?
Apparently,
is it what on the
packaging you see?
Okay, so
you
it's
see a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, with some lettuce.
Some lettuce. A slice of tomato, a beef patty, of course, a slice of...
You can't see that it's beef. Maybe it's pork. Maybe it's chicken.
A meat patty. A meat patty. And this is what I find lightly offensive. An unmelted slice of cheese.
True.
I would want my... If I eat a cheeseburger, I want my cheese melted. On top of the patty.
Yeah, but if you eat a classic burger, you might not even want cheese.
Yeah, because
but this classic burger has cheese.
Yeah, and it's unmelted and it's underneath the patty and not on top of the patty, which is insanity in my opinion. Which is
and how the holiest of holy are they going to cram all these flavors?
Yeah.
So the flavor of the sesame bun, the flavor of the
lettuce.
The flavor of the tomato, the flavor of the meat patty, and the flavor of the cheese into a crisp. How are they going to do it? This is setting some expectations.
Yeah.
Are they going to meet those expectations?
Maybe you have to put four different potato crisps on a stack in each other and then take a bite.
Okay,
we don't know. Let's open up the bag.
Yeah, let's try it out.
Okay, they don't smell like a hamburger. But they smell a little bit
they smell a little bit like the tomato ketchup crisps.
Yeah, but
but
they also smell a little bit like the special dipping sauce you get at McDonald's.
Patachioppi.
Yeah, the patachioppi, but
but they also smell a bit soury.
Yeah, they're a little bit like the sauce you get for your fries at McDonald's. What's it called? The special American sauce or something.
The mat sauce.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
I don't know what it's...
It's not even possible to put four on top of each other. Oh, wait.
I did it.
Okay. And does it taste like a classic hamburger? Classic hamburger. Crunch seems good.
I do not want to disappoint our listeners or my friends and family, but this is just patachioppi fish chips.
I was going to say the exact same.
We have reviewed patachioppi chips before. I'm gonna look up what we gave it back then. We did it in a written review, so I can look it up right away. Just go on. They aren't bad, in my opinion.
No, I like the flavor, but I think the packaging and the title of this crisp is misleading.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't taste like a classic hamburger. I don't taste the sesame bun. I don't taste the lettuce.
No.
I maybe a little the tomato.
No.
But no meat patty.
Yeah.
No cheese. Sorry, this is not a classic burger crisp.
Now, we have reviewed Super Chips Patatje Joppie, the Ribble, so with Riches variant, and then we gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I like the taste.
Yeah, but I have to give them minus points for the fake marketing.
Yeah, so are we going to be gentle and give this just 3, or are we even going to give them 2.5, which is...
2.5.
Okay.
We have to be hard.
Yeah, you are right. You
we have
are
to subtract
right.
a full point.
Yeah, because this is not classic burger flavor. It's a nice crisp, but it's
the
not...
The thing is that if we don't give them the harsh mentality we want to give them...
Yeah.
The people, our listeners... People that trust us to give them the advice, the crisp that they need to eat when they have a party, when they have somebody special over, cannot trust us anymore. So we have to be hard and give them 2.5.
And we need to set an example for all the crisp producers.
Now, listen to us, Lay's, Doritos.
If you are going to name your crisp classic burger flavor, then
make
it needs to taste like a classic burger.
Yeah.
And not like Patatje Joppie.
To be honest, I'm now very interested in the pizza flavor.
Me too.
Because that's a little, for me, that's a little bit the same. It's a food product, and then you make it a crisp, and then in a pizza, you have the tomato sauce, you have the cheese. I don't know what type of pizza they're trying to pretend to make, but. Okay, let's just do a plain on margarita. Let's just do a plain on margarita. Then you have the pizza flavor, you have the dough, you have the tomato sauce, you have the cheese. That's three distinctive tastes that you can recognize when you eat a slice
and
of pizza.
Maybe even...
Yeah.
But that would be a little bit more difficult, but maybe even a little bit of basil.
Maybe a little bit of basil.
Because that's if you have a standard margarita pizza... They serve it with basil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very inclined how that's gonna taste.
Yeah. So if you want us to here destroy
Lay's
pizza flavor crisps, vote for Lay's pizza crisp.
Yeah, you can still do that until the Monday. Oh fuck. You can still vote on that.
Yeah, so, but if you think, hey, onion rings is better, I'd like to hear what they think of onion rings crisps, then vote for onion rings.
Yeah, it's up to you.
But I can already say I am, how do you say that? I'm already excited to destroy Lay's pizza flavor crisps.
Me too.
And
me too.
But... But maybe they are good and we are happy to taste them.
Yeah. Marijn, but before we destroy more crisps than is needed,
yes.
Maybe you should enlighten us because you took the time and the effort. You went digging deep into the record the archives of the culinary world and you looked at where the term hamburger came from, where the hamburger was derived, where it was created first.
Originally, I thought, estimate our listeners high.
Yeah.
So
intelligent
I problem. Wouldn't want to bore them with a stupid factoid about, the hamburger is named after Hamburg patty. And, but what I figured out.
Yeah.
It is uncertain if the hamburger as such really came from Hamburg or if it was invented elsewhere. If it even was named a hamburger. Of course, we know them as hamburgers now.
Yeah.
But They also have been called, and I need to check this. It was a bun invented in Tulsa, but no, I was a sandwich car. Even I see here.
Invented it.
Oh no! Wait, nah, it's not. It's a name for a meat patty on a bun with some extra things on it. There is a factoid about by White Castle. Otto Kuase was the inventor of the hamburger in 1891. He created a beef patty cooked in butter, topped with a fried egg.
Okay.
So that original sounds- hamburger could have a fried egg or not, because there are other facts that state that it was sold at a fair in America, somewhere in America. According to Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, the hamburger, a ground meat patty between two slices of bread, was first created in America in 1900 by Louis Lassen, a Danish immigrant, owner of Louis's Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
There have been mentions of the invention of a hamburger in 1884 in 1896.
What I'm missing in this story is how many wars have there been fought over these hamburger recipes? How many women have been quarterized? How many children have put into slavery? How many men have been killed in the hands of other men?
It's very interesting. That's omitted.
Oh. That's disappointing.
I couldn't find anything.
I find that a little disappointing.
Well, especially after my somewhat long story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's very quite disappointing.
Yeah.
So no one died because of it, which is strange because Hamburg, Germany, Germans had a way of fighting over things.
Extremely. Yeah.
So I think it's strange that they didn't fight a war over it. But I think with some certainty we can say that the hamburger was invented around 1900.
Okay, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Indeed. A lot of words for not that much interesting information, which is exactly what a trivia is.
Yeah, indeed. So, didn't you tell that in the trivia about trivia?
Didn't we already have a trivia about trivia?
Yeah, that's why I refer to the trivia about trivia. But Marijn, thank you for taking the time to research this. We now want to talk about our holidays, I think.
Yes.
We're going to take a couple of holidays.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because in years before, our holiday was Fringe Festival in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Our holiday used to be Fringe Festival in Edinburgh. We are not going anywhere near Scotland this year.
No. I'm going to an island.
You're going to an island. Yeah, But if I may so, if you have, maybe you tell a little bit about your holiday first, and then I have a little thing about the Fringe.
I thought, you have a little thing about the Fringe. Okay.
Yeah, maybe you have a little.
No. I tell something about my holidays. I'm going to an island. I'm going to Texel, which is just the Netherlands, but it's an island, which always makes it a little bit extra special.
Yeah.
And
a lot of
sea lions there, right?
Yeah, quite.
Seals. Seals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the Waddenzee.
Yeah, Waddenzee. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know, but, but that's a special area in which the tides have quite some effect.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of sea life.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And there are beaches there. Hey, it's an island. If an island doesn't have a beach, it's not a real island. So, I'm sorry to say, you need to have beaches if you're not an island. But usually, I can't really enjoy the beach because it's sand and I don't walk very well. And even if I'm in a wheelchair, I couldn't go to the beach either because, well, it's you have a very hard time getting through the sand in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
but that's true. My parents, my mother, she went on a research how I could join the beaches as well, and it appears there is a special wheelchair with, well, 4x4 wheels underneath. Yeah.
Four-wheel drive.
So I can go to the beach.
That's
on a special wheelchair. It is called a cat weasel, and it's awesome. And I want it. I want one at home as well because it's a lot more impressive than a scootmobile.
Do you know what is very interesting is that my bicycle, my recumbent bicycle,
yes,
with three wheels that isn't electric at all, is also called a wheel. It's also called a cat weasel.
It's a general name for. It could be a general name for
the type of
vehicles for the lesser impaired, the
lesser able people. I don't know. Because this brand I have mine from has a couple of bikes that look like a cat weasel but that are a little different and then aren't called a cat weasel, but it's apparently a more frequently used name, which is interesting.
I could look up video clip to put in the
I will put it in the description. That's fun, I think, for the listener.
Yes,
about the fringe, we aren't there this year, but
no.
We do know a couple of, or at least one act that is gonna be there, and that's Jeroen Bloemhof. He's a fellow Dutch comedian.
Yes.
From Rotterdam. He probably hates us because we live in Amsterdam and he is one of those Rotterdam folks that hates everything that comes from this part of the country. But his comedy is... He had quite some success last year. He had quite some full rooms, I believe. And,
mm-hmm.
and the public really liked it. He's a nice fella.
Yes.
He's always... He's a funny fella. His show is called A List of 100 Things That Unnecessarily Annoy Me. His name is Jeroen Bloemhof and he is performing. I am looking up the dates now. He is performing almost the whole Fringe at what time? Why can't I just see his playing times? He's playing at 12:45 in the afternoon in the Free French at Barbados Complex in room 3. And I think you should go there because it's a free French. So if you're on the Fringe and you want to see some great international comedy from the Netherlands, recommended by us.
And there,
it isn't going to taste you anything. But
donations
are, of course, always appreciated.
And well, yeah.
And wanted and welcomed.
Yes.
So please go to Jeroen's show. And if you are, give him, say
hi from us.
Yeah, say that you came there because you heard us recommend it. Talking about my holiday in a little crazy bridge that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Germany. Because what does a Jew want to do when it's hot in the summer? Go to Germany.
Yes.
And be afraid for your life all the time. No, I'm just going away for a week. My girlfriend's parents have a little home in quite a rural area of Germany. There isn't a lot to do there, but it's always beautiful. They have a very beautiful garden, a lot of beautiful flowers. There are some places you can swim in little lakes around in the area. So I'm just, I'm going to just do an easygoing holiday. I'm bringing a book. I'm going to read a little book and maybe write a little bit of comedy when I'm there. I will take a notepad and a pen with me and I will see what sticks.
Writing comedy in Germany. It's... That's an offense, right? It's I believe it's a federal offense.
And that's a federal. What's the German comedian's name? The one that we know that also goes to the fringe.
Christian Schulterloh.
Yeah, here. How do you spell that shit?
Christian is C H R I S T I A N.
Oh yeah.
And then Schulter is.
This guy, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if...
Thank you, Siri.
Thank you, Siri, for...
But what? Is he playing fringe?
He is... No, he isn't playing fringe. I thought he may play Fringe. No.
Well, he did last year.
He did last year, but he isn't now. At least it isn't on his website, and he would be stupid if he didn't put it on his website.
But that's an example of a funny German.
Yeah, that's an example. His website is thefunnygerman.com.
Yeah,
so
he is probably the only one. Beware if you are going to write comedy.
Yeah.
On holiday,
yeah.
Because
it is do you know about crazy vehicles I'm probably gonna ride during my holiday? Okay, it isn't as cool as a four-wheel drive electric wheelchair that can go over sand.
Is this about your fetish?
No, I'm gonna ride on a tandem bicycle.
Okay,
that isn't. I mean.
You're not going to ride, but
no,
the one you are sitting on it, but probably not doing anything.
No, I'm gonna pedal the pedals.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you don't have to because.
You kind of have to.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay, okay.
You kind of.
And that is. You can do that.
I can. I've done that before. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way I can ride a two-wheeled bicycle without falling over.
Okay.
So it's quite fun, actually. So we may do that to go to the nearby villages and stuff and such.
Yeah, because you said the house you're going to is quite rural.
There's
probably 100 kilometers.
No, it's
in
like
Germany.
It's like a 30 minutes bicycle ride to get to the nearest village, which has
no supermarket.
Has a supermarket. It's actually quite big supermarket, bigger than the Albert Heijn I have here around the corner, and it's quite a nice.
Okay.
There's nothing happening.
Yeah,
there.
Maybe I should stop hating on it. I think it's nice.
I mean, I think that there is more to do near where I'm gonna be than on Texel. With all due respect,
know because in the summer Texel is quite.
Yeah, but what's happening on Texel?
What's happening on Texel?
What's
that? Is a good question.
Yeah, there's nothing on Texel.
Terschelling, of course, has Oerol.
Yeah,
but that's only.
Yeah, okay,
one
but you're
weekend.
Now, again, you're now talking about a whole Oerol is 4 weekends.
Four weekends. Well,
just so you know.
Still,
4 weeks, actually.
Still, it's another island.
Yeah.
So even if it would be now, it wouldn't be where I'm going.
Yeah, indeed. So what's there on Texel? Because you're now talking about...
Sheep. Yeah.
And beer.
And if you remember...
Yeah.
that I before we went to Budapest.
Yeah. Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bucharest.
Yeah.
That I wanted to skydive with a parachute or
yeah.
a parachute jump.
Yeah. And then
and
I
then,
made fun of you and then
yeah,
I said that
and
you're
then we thought,
stupid.
Yeah, I could better save that money and
to go fuck all the whores in Bucharest.
Yeah, which I didn't do.
No.
But I still think I'm not going to
okay.
Jump with a parachute.
Yeah, keep that up. Keep
so yeah, Captain Ken and Brace Boy will exist longer.
Yeah. Please keep in mind that we are planning to keep on producing podcasts during, or at least there will be podcasts released.
Yes.
While during the summer holidays, so you can listen to our podcasts on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, on Public Radio, on Stickler, on TuneIn, on every other, and on our own website. You can also just go to
iRateChris.com
and you can find the podcast over there. You can listen to us when you are enjoying the summer.
And if you are too on holiday,
yeah,
and you're lying somewhere on a beautiful beach,
yeah,
listening to our podcast in the sun,
yeah, you can eat crisps.
You can eat crisps, yes,
yeah,
but you can also recommend it to all the other people on the beach.
Yeah,
hey,
do that.
Have you heard this podcast? This is a cool podcast. It tells you what crisps you can eat and can't eat.
Yeah,
I think that's a great tip and a good icebreaker. If you're looking for someone to share your holiday with that you don't know, just say, hey, have you heard this podcast about this crisp? And we do that with pleasure.
Yeah.
So, share, subscribe,
yeah.
Listen
Should
to
we
our...
do a roundup?
Yeah, a quick roundup. Well, we had classic burger flavor crisps.
Yeah.
Which were actually Patatje Joppie chips.
Yeah, they were good, but we gave them 2.5 because they weren't as advertised.
Exactly.
Then you talked about the history of the hamburger. I missed a little bit of the wars and other stuff that happened to...
Yeah,
to get those recipes, but it was
despite
having
a possible origin in Germany,
yeah,
should be said.
Yeah.
Then we talked about holidays and my holiday on Texel with my Catweasel thingy, of which we will leave a link in the description.
Yeah.
We talked about Fringe.
Yeah.
And about a show of a Dutch comedian.
Yeah,
Jeroen
Bloemhof. Yeah.
Yes. That if you are going to Fringe, you should check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. It is
and
free.
Say hi
like,
from us.
Yeah, like mentioned before, it is free. And we talked about
your holiday,
my holiday, and then
in
after
Germany.
That, the thing is, because we are going on holiday, we can't do any polls. So you will just have to listen to us. Listen to you. See you next time.
And that is how the crisp crunches.